This is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Deborah Lamert, date of birth 8/8/1949, date of procedure January 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter Gino, referring physician is Dr. Cesar Quillen. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polytectomy, cold snare polytectomy, and cold biopsies. And esophageal gastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is constipation, comma, abdominal pain, comma, dyspepsia, comma, weight loss. Description, procedure, and function was obtained. Period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions. As among those who are explained to the patient, the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedators for anesthesia services monitored in anesthesia care. Period, a well-lubricated inserted gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the a well-lubricated lymphocyte video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, for retroflex is obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, before trilloscope, period, positions in, turnaround on the lateral position, period, a digital rectal exam is normal, period, a digital rectal exam revealed poor anal sphincter tone, period, a well-lubricated lymphocyte video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period, the terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, and colon, hepatic fracture, transcolon, spinal fracture, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period, a retroflex was obtained at the rectum. Period, bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-3-2. Period, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one, there was an unremarkable proximal movement esophagus. Next line, the Z line appeared irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite plug. There was approximately 15 millimeter segment of salmon-colored mucosa that was concerning for Barrett's esophagus and biopsied per Seattle protocol. Period. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was evidence of patchy erosive gastritis. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a diminutive polyp in the gastric cardia. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal erythema. There was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema. This was biopsied for histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2. Period, biopsies were obtained to allow celiac disease. In the distance, there was evidence of a prominent mucosal tissue in D3, comma, this does not appear like a polyp, comma, it was very soft when poked with the forceps, comma, biopsies were obtained bite on bite for evaluation and histology. Next line. At colonoscopy next line, there was evidence of, at colonoscopy next line, there was an unremarkable terminal ileum. some will last 5 centimeters. Some of biopsies were obtained for histology. There were evidence of 2 polyps in the cecum period. One was approximately 6 millimeters in size, adjacent to the appendiceal orifice and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was approximately 7 millimeters in size and also removed with cold snare polypectomy. Both were removed in total period. Next line, biopsies were obtained of the right and transverse colon to rule out microscopic colitis and the left colon as well. Next line, there was a diminutive, there was 3 descending colon polyps, all ranging in size from 7 to 8 millimeters, all removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon polyps, also ranging in size from 7 to 8 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there were 2 rectosigmoid colon sessile polyps period. One was approximately 7 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Both were removed in total. Next line. There was a approximately 5 millimeter rectal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. This was unfortunately not retrieved period. On retroflexion, due to poor sphincter tone, the rectum did not expand well. There was evidence of redundant tissue. Period. Forward view. Did not reveal any abnormalities. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding, as well as hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, given the poor sphincter tone, external pressure was applied to hold the air in. Hold the CO2 in to inflate the colon. Period. Plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll follow pathology of the D3 mucosal prominence, will likely need endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line, would recommend daily PPI therapy given LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given the number of polyps as well as the... that's it. Next line.
Transition from moving Brock Purdy from that center by action side.
increasing with increased fiber in the diet and water intake. Next slide. Recommend Miralax and fiber supplementation. Next time, follow up in offices previously scheduled.